From Anshe Spar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of the meaning of Jerusalem. There's so many themes we can think about when we talk about why Jews are so attached to Jerusalem, what Jerusalem means to us. Let's think about what Jerusalem means to us. If we look at our sources, we find one of the interesting themes is Shalu Shlom Yerushalayim. You should look after the welfare of Jerusalem. Sion hi doresh ein la. It is Zion. There's no one to seek after. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Michlal de Bayad Risha. Jerusalem requires people to look after it. We need to seek it out. In fact, it took us generations till we found out where it was. In the Pentateuch, Jerusalem is not mentioned. It said there will be a place where God will choose, and apparently that's Jerusalem. But it doesn't actually mention it. Why doesn't it mention it? Because we need to seek it out. We need to find it. We need to figure it out. Just like Abraham had to find where Jerusalem, where Israel was. Just like Abraham had to figure out where the Mount Moriah for the Akedat Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac, where that was. God didn't tell him. God didn't tell us where Jerusalem was because we have to seek it out. Now that we're exiled from Jerusalem, some of us are no longer near Jerusalem. Jerusalem is still not fully rebuilt. We continue as Jews to need to be looking after Jerusalem, trying to pray for Jerusalem, trying to rebuild Jerusalem all the time. It should be a pastime. So what is Jerusalem? Jerusalem is a place we seek. Secondly, it's a place of unity, togetherness, and peace. Unity in the sense that Jerusalem, unlike the rest of Israel, was never divided to the tribes. True, there's a part of the Holy of Holies for Benjamin, but it's really shared by Judah and Benjamin. Judah from Leah, Benjamin from Rachel, and there's a unification of the Rachel and Leah families in Jerusalem. In the Chezkel, there's a prophecy that every gate of Jerusalem will be named after a different tribe because the city does not belong to one tribe, it belongs to all of the tribes. And therefore we find the idea of Shalom Shalom Yerushalayim. There's always talking about the peace of Jerusalem. Why? Because it's a place of togetherness and peace. And that's why Jerusalem could not have been selected until the tribes came together under David and there was one Israel. Then you have Jerusalem. Ever since the tribes were divided, Jerusalem wasn't the same. Second Temple, the Jews were not all there. Temple wasn't the same. That's why, because Jerusalem has to be a place of togetherness and peace. There's one Jerusalem for the one king of Israel who has to be the king over all of Israel. That's why David and Solomon were the first ones. And again, there's one God, so there's one Jerusalem. You can't have temples all over the world. That shows that there's going to be more than one God. Our temple is just one because there's one God. It's also a place, Makom Asher Yivchar. We speak about the temple being the place that God chooses and Jerusalem being the place where God chooses. And we speak of the sanctuary itself as the Beit HaBechirah, the place of God's choosing. Lo Vacharti Be'ir, God says in the Book of Kings that God didn't choose any other city. He chose David, he chose Jerusalem. Just like the Jews are chosen, Jerusalem is chosen as part of God's connection with the Jewish people, with the Torah, and with us. So it's a place of chosenness, a place where there's a special covenant of God with David and with the Jewish people that once Jerusalem was chosen, there would never be another replacement. And then, of course, it's a place of worship. Obviously, it's a place where it's part of the temple. You see, you can bring the sacrifice in the temple only. You can eat the sacrifice sometimes just in the courtyard, or if it's a less holy sacrifice like the Paschal Lamb, you could eat the sacrifice anywhere in Jerusalem. So what is Jerusalem? It's the outer courtyard of the temple. Jerusalem is the place of worship. It's a place where we gather together there to learn Torah, to gain Torah knowledge. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah, from Zion shall go forth Torah. We learn Torah from Jerusalem. But it's also a place of justice. It's a place where the seat of justice, as the king is the head of the judicial system in many ways, and it's a place of the Sanhedrin, the actual court, is in Jerusalem. It's in the temple compound because it's a place of justice. It's a seat of justice. Isaiah laments the fact that it became not a place of justice, but it originally was supposed to be a place of great justice. Finally, it's a place of divine revelation. So much so that Ezekiel prophesies, Yechezkel prophesies that one day, Shem Ha'ir Miyom Hashem Shama, the last word of Yechezkel is that, you know what the name of Jerusalem will be? It'll be very simple. It'll be very clear. We'll take away all facades of any other kind of notion. Jerusalem will be the place where God is. You know what you call Jerusalem? God is there. Hashem Shama. Hashem is there. That's what Jerusalem will be. Because it's a place where divine providence is shown. You can see it. You can find it. You can sense it. You know that God is there. How do you know it? Little miracles happen. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos describes 10 weird things that happened in Jerusalem. There were thousands of people staying there for the holidays, but no one ever felt cramped. That's a reflection of the divine presence in Jerusalem. So there's so many different themes. How does it all come together? Well, Jerusalem is sort of like Mount Sinai. Don't forget the Ramban. The Ramban said that the temple, which was built at Sinai, was a reflection of the eternal continuity of the experience at Sinai. And that was the tabernacle, but the temple in Jerusalem is an even greater reflection of the tabernacle, which was a reflection of the experience at Sinai. What was the experience at Sinai? All of the Jews surrounding it. Everyone's there with one heart together. There's no division between the Jews, and the presence of God is there. That's what we're looking forward to in the rebuilding of Jerusalem. All Jews gathering in Israel, surrounding the temple, making their whole lives revolve around the temple. Like in this week's Parsha, Saviv Lo'ol Moed Yachanu, around the temple we used to gather. And that's what it means. That's what it is today. That's what we're striving for. Everyone understands how moved people were in 1967 when Jerusalem was recaptured. It captured the minds and hearts of every Jew. And sometimes we forget that. We get lost. But we need to get back to that. How Jerusalem is at the core. Jerusalem is at our center. That's our place of centeredness. And when we can all center around Jerusalem, around God, around the Torah, then we can have that Sinai experience where it's Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. It's like one person with one heart surrounding God, surrounding Torah, directing themselves toward Torah, not only physically, but spiritually, conceptually. We center ourselves around the Torah. And when we can do that, God willing, then Jerusalem will truly have been rebuilt, reclaimed, and reestablished as the center, not only of the Jewish world, but the entire world. Na'aru elav kol ha'goyim, all the nations of the world realize that Jerusalem, God, and Torah are at the center of the world, and the Jews are the messengers of that idea that we need to center ourselves around God. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Halomith congregation for a discussion of Jerusalem. Join us at the Jerusalem Day picnic each year. This year, 2017, 5777, here this Wednesday night at 5 o'clock, wonderful picnic. 6:30, a wonderful concert with the choirs of the Anshei Sefarad Beth Halomith congregation and the Baron Hirsch congregation together. Join us. It'll be a wonderful occasion. Thank you so much. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.